Welcome to Gautrain Talks, a podcast series for people on the move.
Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for all matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. The Gautrain Management Agency, in partnership with the Gauteng City Region Observatory, hosted the fifth installment of the annual Public Transport Knowledge Seminar in October 2022. This year's theme was Action Learning for Innovation in Public Transport. And in part three, we hear from Olivia Maponya, the founder and executive director of Kopano Bus Company, and Lindiwe Matabula, specialist in transport planning with the GMA, about innovation partnerships in the public transport sector.
Now, this next panel, we are going to talk about innovation in the public transport sector, but talking about other partnerships. Lindiwe Matabula is the Gautrain Management Agency Specialist for Transport Planning. And Lindiwe, thank you for joining us. Olivia Maponya is Founder Executive Director of Kopano Bus Company. Thanks again, man, for joining us. Now, Kopano Bus Company is based in Limpopo, right? And then we are here talking Gautrain and public transport here in Gauteng. I know a little bit about why you are here, but I would like you to tell me a bit more about the relationship that you have with public transport, especially Gautrain's perspective on public transport.
Thank you so much, Tim. I think, let me give a background of Kopano Bus Service.
Yeah.
Kopano Bus Service is a commuter transport company. We're operating similar services as Gautrain on the buses side. That is where our common services, you know, come into the picture, wherein we bring value to the, you know, nation. So Kopano Bus Service is currently operating in Limpopo Province, in the Capricorn District Municipality, in Polokwane and in Lebowakgomo. So our offerings to the public is giving them services in terms of giving services to the poorest of the poor in the province. We're not doing that alone. We're doing that on behalf of the Department of Transport. So that's where we offer our services to.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about action or innovation in action in the public transport sector in a moment. But I'm also curious about partnership with the taxi industry. Lindiwe, from Gautrain's point of view, what kind of partnership do you have with the taxi industry?
All right. So I think it's over a decade ago, we celebrated the 10 years of this partnership last year. So basically, the Gautrain entered into a partnership with the minibus taxi industry to provide a transport service for our commuters. And I mean, this partnership, the overarching reason behind, you know, this partnership is the legislative mandate by the GMA Act to integrate the Gautrain with other modes of transport, which then also include the taxis. And I think after the construction of our station at Marlborough, there were no Gautrain buses operating at that station due to a demand forecast study that was conducted prior to the commencement of the project. There was a need then to provide a first and last mile solution for passengers from Marlborough Station. And that's basically how the partnership with the taxi industry was formed.
Mm. Differentiate the partnership of the taxi industry with yourselves from the Gautrain buses. What's the difference?
All right, so the Gautrain buses are part of the concession agreement. You know that the Gautrain is part of a PPP project where we do have concession partners, and the Gautrain buses form part of that concession agreement. Whereas in with the minibus taxi industry, that was basically a variation from the current concession agreement, and that's how we basically entered into that partnership with the minibus.
how does it work? I mean, are they being subsidized in any way?
Yeah. So through this innovative contracting model that we have developed, that basically enables the minibus taxi industry to contract, you know, with the Gautrain to provide, you know, a transport service. So that's how, you know, it was really formed.
And you're happy with the partnership so far, and why is that?
Yes. So actually, let me just go back to the subsidies as well. As part of the contracting model, we have developed a financial cost model that basically assesses the viability, the financial viability of the service, but it also calculates the operating costs, labor costs, and also some profits that are embedded onto that model. And that's basically how we subsidize, you know, the taxi industry through this financial cost model.
I'll come back to that point because there might be a lot of lessons learned that can be expanded to other parts of the country. Let me go back to you, Olivia, and talk about Kopano Bus Service in Limpopo, and the Capricorn region in particular. We're talking innovation in action. In your line of business, how do you express this innovation in action?
Thank you. Understanding innovation is creating value. But how do we create that value? We create value through knowledge and through science. And given Limpopo is a very remote and rural province, outside some few challenges. We're in looking at those challenges as Kopano Bus Service. We don't just see challenges, but we want to see opportunities in those challenges. Firstly, touch on the issue that currently as the nation we're sitting with in terms of water scarcity in our areas. Buses need to be cleaned, need to be washed every day. But here we are sitting with a problem, with a challenge of a shortage of water. How do we come about that challenge? So we are currently, you know, doing studies in terms of having a new technology wherein we can clean our buses without using water, waterless kind of a system that will assist us in terms of saving the little that we can have for people's consumption. And another thing, looking at the industry in general, we understand that transport industry is still male dominated. As Kopano Bus Service, we have thought about that and say, okay, we cannot leave this, you know, situation like that. We need to contribute back to the community, back to the society. How do we get around that? As I've indicated, that we are a subsidized operation, wherein Department of Transport also contributes to our business financially. We also need to extend our hand in terms of reaching out to these communities. So currently, we have embarked in a program wherein we are in the process of recruitment as we're talking now, recruiting the 200 youth females, so that they can also come and contribute significantly in the economy within the transport sector. So we're going to train them from having nothing in terms of driving skills. So we're going to train them and give them the driving skills and defensive skills, so that those are some of the modules that will come with the program, so that once they're done with the skills program, then they will be given opportunities to contribute as well in the economic sector within the transport sector. But we don't want it to end there. We need to create more leaders in the transport industry. You know, it is not okay that when you go out, you know, meeting, you know, other leaders in the industry, you still find yourself being the only woman or only two women out of 50 men who are in the industry. It's still, you know, for me, I think it's about us women also to contribute back to the communities for opportunities that are there, to say, come on, ladies, there are opportunities here, come and join us so that we can grow the transport economy together.
And any particular lessons that you may have learned in your partnership with Gautrain as you interact with them and, of course, through the public transport knowledge seminar such as this one?
Very true, yes. We're looking at knowledge management. Knowledge is power. And I think the mistake that most of the organizations are doing is that whatever that we do today, we forget about it, we move on. We forget that what we do today is building up as the basis of what will happen in the future and tomorrow. So with the partnership with GMA is that we want to build knowledge management in terms of integration of our digital systems, because currently in Kopano Pacifics we do have very beautiful digital systems, but those systems are working in silo. So we need now to come up with one platform wherein we can manage all these systems and find that collaborative approach wherein from just the click of one button you can be able to get all the information from different systems around us. Yeah.
Lindy, you have the experience already of the partnership with the taxi industry and you are able to subsidize them, but it's not something that applies throughout the country, right? On the back of the experience of working with the taxi industry, and the relationship has been sustained for quite a while. 10 years is a long time. Where do you think this model can be applied, and can it be applied on the back of your experience?
Yes, this model, as I said, it's an innovative model and it's first of its kind, that was actually developed, where you find that, a government entity is able to partner with the taxi industry. And I think what I appreciate about this model as well is that it's based on our environment. It's not a model that was cut and paste from another country. It takes into account our legal structures in South Africa. It takes into account how the minibus taxi operates, how they get the operating license, and those are the things that are actually embedded in this model that we have developed. So I think it can be put, it can be all, what's the word?
Expanded.
It can be expanded to other parts, especially in terms of other transport modes as well. But I think what is important is to realize the uniqueness of this model, and to say when you're applying it in another transport mode, what are the unique factors in that transport mode, and what is the legislation saying as well with regards to such an initiative. But broadly speaking, I think it can really be transformed and used in other transport modes as well.
Sure. Just before we conclude, I'd like to hear your thoughts on the integration of the different stakeholders in the provision of public transport in South Africa, because from an outsider's point of view, it seems to me that in the main the different role players operate in silos. So you have the trains generally as the trains. Then you have Gautrain as Gautrain. Then you have the bus companies as bus companies. Then you have the taxi industry as the taxi industry on its own. But at the end of the day, a commuter would like to see and experience a seamless delivery of the transport services. Your thoughts on this?
Yeah, honestly, I think it has been a debate for some time now. At the level of national government, Department of Transport, in which the integration of services should be, experienced by mostly the passengers, wherein if I have one tech, that tech should be used in the buses, in the taxis, in the trains. That would be seamless for the passengers, and that will be the value that will be created for the consumers of the services. And what I believe in as well is that this small piece of cake should also be shared across all these modes of transport. It shouldn't be about buses getting subsidized or trains being subsidized. What about the taxi industry? My belief is that the taxi industry is also a complementer to the buses and to the trains. It's not about taxi industry, of which many of the people will think that taxis are actually competing the buses and the trains. That is not correct. Taxis are complementing the buses and the train systems. So we need to share the small piece of cake, but the value created should be more beneficial to the passengers of this country. And by so doing, we'll be enticing the passengers to come back to the use of the public transport services, and we'll be dealing away with most of the issues that we have now in terms of the road congestions. Mm.
Accidents, you name it, yes. People who cannot afford cars or who don't want to own cars, being forced to own cars. And Lindy, what are your take on this question, your own views?
So I think when I started, I said, as part of the GMA Act, we are mandated to provide an integrated services with the Gautrain. But I think actually thinking about it, it should not only be a GMA mandate, it should be a national mandate for that enforces that integration of different modes of transport. Because actually when you really think about it from a commuter point of view, that integration, it makes sense. Not only from a physical integration, but operationally fair integration. I know you've touched on the one ticket system. So I think from a commuter point of view, that integration makes sense. And I think we need to start thinking more into customer centric innovation so that we make sure that our customers get the best experience on our system. They get to experience the best and to be able to use public transport as compared to private vehicles. But obviously with public transport as well, there are other factors that you need to think about, the convenience, the safety as well, on our public transport. So that's when the innovation comes in to say, how do we enhance, safety? How do we make our public transport attractive to our customers? So in everything that we do, we need to always think of the customer in the middle.
The experience and the value.
The value, definitely.
And all the issues that you've mentioned, safety, cost, and all of that. Yes. I appreciated your inputs, ladies. Thanks very much for talking to me about your special areas of work and expertise. I appreciate that.
Thank you for having us.
Once again, customer and commuter experience and value at the core of this conversation. To listen to more from the fifth installment of the annual Public Transport Knowledge Seminar and other interviews about the Gautrain, please subscribe to our podcast by searching for Gautrain Talk Station on your podcast app. You can also access further material on our website, that's gautrain.co.za, or follow us on Twitter.